Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that out of love you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for our sins, that your justice may be satisfied. You bore the wrath that was justly ours, so that you might forgive us and declare us to be righteous before you. So it is not by our works that we are saved, but it is by your work on the cross. So that is our message that we go around the world to proclaim. Father, I pray that we may be found to be faithful in our generation, that we have completed the task that you have called us to do. Help us, Lord. Help us to be faithful in our generation. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jingzhuo, please be seated.
以赛亚书第六章一到第八节这么说，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满的烟云。那时我说，祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉弗飞到我眼前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说，看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
The book of Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 to 8. Here is the word of God. In the year of King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphims, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphims flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here am I, send me. Here I am, send me, Lord.
对吧？ 2000年代 教会多少的时候都有这样的一个回应。
In the 2000 years of church history, there are many, many who respond to this calling.
今天还有20多亿的人从来没有听过这个好消息。
Yet today, there's still about 2 billion people who have never heard of this good news.
你的心着急。
Your heart is burning.
因为你不愿有一人存人，乃愿万人得救。
Because you desire everyone will hear the gospel and be saved.
谁愿意去告诉他们？
Who is willing to go and tell them the good news?
主啊，但愿我们每一个人都能说，主，我在这里，来差遣我。
Lord, we wish, and also it is our hope that all of us can say, Here I am, send me.
谢谢你把这样的特权赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us this privilege.
请你不要停止对我们的呼召。
Would you not stop calling us.
我们很乐意地献上我们自己，去到你差遣我们去的地方。
We're willing to offer up ourselves to go whenever you want us to go.
预备我们的心，再次来听到你自己的呼召。
Prepare our hearts to receive your calling.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们非常的感谢主，有这样的荣幸，今天我们请到了讲员来到我们当中传讲大使命的信息。
It is our privilege and also our joy to have a special speaker among us today to preach God's message in this mission conference.
汤姆士维金、埃金跟 Barbara 博士跟他的夫人
，Dr. and Mrs. Thomas and Barbara Atkins。
他们是先锋宣教机构的宣教士。
They are missionaries coming from an organization called Pioneer Missions.
他们曾经在不同的国家做宣教士。
They serve as missionary in different countries.
曾经在越南这个地方有2年的时间。
They spent two years in Vietnam.
在华盛顿 D.C. 有10年的时间。
10 years in Washington D.C.
在南美的巴西有18年的时间。
18 years in Brazil.
总共有30年在宣教工厂上面。
So all add together about 30 years on the missions field.
做宣教的一个大使命的工作。
To carry out missions for the Great Commission.
从2000年开始。
Since year 2000.
他们开始一个事工，也是个先锋宣教里面的一个事工，叫做先锋布道。
They started a new ministry within the Pioneer Mission Organization, is called the Pioneer Evangelism.
在全世界67个国家，他们带领这样的一个训练。
They train different people in 67 countries.
如何个人布道，如何来传福音，如何来建立教会。
How to do personal evangelism and how to build church.
目前，汤姆斯·埃金博士是 Union 协和大学的宣教学的教授。
Currently, Dr. Atkins is a mission professor in Union Seminary.
Yeah, in Jackson.
In Jackson. Union University. Union University.
Union University. Dr. Atkins, 他有教牧学的博士，是宣教的教牧学博士。
Dr. Atkins has a doctor degree in ministry focused on missions.
是在西南浸信神学院修的一个博士学位。
He obtained that in Southwest Theological Seminary, the Baptist Seminary.
今天跟他的夫人 Barbara 来到我们的当中来传讲信息。
Dr. Atkins and Barbara are among us to bring God's message to us.
我们欢迎他们，可不可以请，特别是 Barbara， 你等一下。要到上面去，一起站起来。
Would you all, would you stand up and receive our welcome?
好，我们把时间交给 Dr. Atkins。
Now we turn the time to Dr. Thomas Atkins.
Hey man, what a joy to be here tonight.
今天在我们中间实在很喜乐。
If you have your Bibles, I invite you to open them to the book of Isaiah.
假如你有带你的圣经，请你打开刚才以赛亚书。
The sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章。
I'm going to talk just a few moments so you can get used to my accent.
我就跟各位一直讲，所以你们会习惯我的口音。
Because I come from the southern part of the United States, and I know we talk differently down there.
我从美国南方上来，所以我的英文跟你们的不一样。
In fact, you speak differently up here.
你们现在。东北的口音也不一样。
When we got here yesterday at the airport,
我们昨天在到了飞机场的地方。
One of the agents at the airport greeted us.
在飞机场有一位员工跟我们打招呼。
And she said, "Do you need check-in?"
他问你需不需要 check-in?
Now we just come from Atlanta, Georgia, where they have Chick-fil-A.
我们从乔治亚州上来，那边有很多 Chick-fil-A 这个卖鸡块三明治的地方。
So I said, "No, ma'am, we do not need any chicken."
所以我说，女士，我不需要什么鸡块。
So we got here yesterday, and we want to thank Pastor Steve for inviting us.
我们谢谢陈牧师邀请我们。
And before I came, though, I asked him, "What should I wear?"
然后我上来之前问他我该怎么穿着。
I preach all over the United States.
我在美国各地都有讲道。
And I never know what to wear.
从来不知道该穿什么衣服。
Because you can be in big churches today and the pastor never wears a suit or a tie.
你可以在一个很大的教会，那个牧师从来不会穿西装打领带。
And I said, I always like to wear what the pastor wears.
我常说我喜欢穿牧师穿的衣服。
And he said, "Well, we wear suits here at this church."
他说我们在这里是穿西装的。
So I brought my suit to wear tonight.
所以我今天带了我的西装来。
But I forgot one thing.
可是我忘了一样事情。
I forgot my shoes.
忘了带皮鞋。
So I brought my tennis shoes here.
所以他穿着球鞋来。
So I am ready to go.
所以他说我是整装待发。
Amen. Pastor Henry said, "You're ready to go."
詹牧师说你是预备好，已经出发了。
I'm so happy to be here tonight.
今天我很高兴在各位中间。
And my wife Barbara is as well.
我太太也是一样。
Tomorrow afternoon we're going to do a workshop.
明天下午有一个工作坊。
I will be teaching on Islam.
我会教导关于回教。
I'm going to be teaching you many things about Islam.
我会跟各位教导很多关于回教的事情。
And if you come to the workshop, you will know more about Islam than 90% of all Muslims.
所以你明天要是来参加 workshop 的话，你会比90%的回教徒更懂回教。
We're going to learn how to evangelize the Muslims.
我们也会学习如何向回教徒传福音。
And I will be speaking on that topic again tomorrow night.
所以明天晚上我们也会同样讲同样的题目。
And Barbara will be teaching at the workshop on how to show God's love in a practical way.
然后我太太会在一个 workshop 里面讲如何用实际的办法告诉人家神的爱。
So we're going to have a wonderful and exciting time here.
所以我们会有一个很兴奋、很好的时间在一起。
Since we got here, I got to know Pastor Steve.
所以我来了之后，我对陈志恒牧师有一点点认识。
And his wife Ty.
还有包括陈师母。
And I've learned a little bit about your church.
我也对各位的教会有一点点的了解。
And what I've learned really does make me happy.
我所知道的让我心里面很高兴。
Because one thing about your church that I know now is that you are a mission-minded church.
因为我所知道的是你们这个教会是一个以宣道为心志的教会。
And you send mission teams all over the world.
你派短宣队到世界各地。
And one of the things that I hope that God will do in your heart this week,
我希望这个周末神在你心里面所做一样事情。
Is he will call every one of you that can to go to the mission field.
会希望他能够呼召你们每一位都上宣教工厂
，starting here at home，
从家里开始
，and going to the other ends of the world，
一直到地极
，and give your money to missions，
让你的金钱投注在宣道的事工上。
When you give $1 to this church，
当你把一块钱交给这个教会
，a portion of your dollar will go to spread the gospel around the world。
这一块钱里面一部分会。使得福音传遍世界。
So we want to encourage you to give to this church.
所以我会鼓励各位在这个教会里面奉献。
And to give your life to Christ so he can use you throughout the world.
把你的生命献给基督，所以他能够用你在全世界成就他的事工。
Now in order to do that, we must have a vision from God.
要是能够做这样的事情，我们必须要从神那边领受异象。
And that's what Isaiah 6 is all about.
这就是今天以赛亚书第六章所讲的。
So if you have your Bibles, open them up to the chapter 6.
所以你有你的新圣经，请打开以赛亚书第六章。
The prophet Isaiah said in the year that King Uzziah died.
当乌斯雅王崩的那一年，以赛亚书这样说。
That's the way of dating whenever this happened.
这是告诉我们这个事情发生的年代。
And on that year that King Uzziah died, he had a vision.
在乌斯雅王死的那一年，他有看到一个异象。
And there were three parts to this vision.
这个异象有三个部分。
The first part was it was an upward vision.
第一个部分是一个往上看的异象。
He looked up.
他往上看。
And that is where we must begin with missions.
这是我们宣道必须从这里开始。
Many times people want to start missions by looking out and seeing all the needs of the world.
很多时候人们宣道是从看见世界的需要开始。
That's the wrong place to begin.
可是这是错误的起点。
There are needs everywhere in the world.
因为世界各地充满需要。
Barbara and I live in the city of Memphis, Tennessee right now.
我跟我太太住在 Memphis, Tennessee, Tennessee 这个城市。
It is very poor there.
非常非常贫穷的地方。
Crime rate is very high there.
犯罪率很高。
There are many, many, many needs there.
在这个城市里面充满需要。
But if we start missions looking there, we will start at the wrong place.
可是我们要是宣道的眼光从那边开始，我们一开始就错了。
When it comes to missions, we should start where God tells us to begin.
当我们谈到宣教，一定要从神如何要我们开始。
And that is by looking up and seeing God on His throne.
要是知道神如何在我们必须要把眼目投注在上面他坐在宝座上
And when Isaiah looked up, he saw three things.
所以当以赛亚往上看的时候他看见三样事情
The first thing he saw was the power of God.
第一样他看见神的全能
You see, it says here, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne.
他说我在这里看见主坐在高高的宝座上
A throne is a place of power.
宝座是一个权力的位置。
A throne is a place of authority.
是一个权柄的位置。
And so we see that there is an almighty, powerful God sitting on his throne.
我们看见一位大有能力、全能的主坐在他的宝座上。
What does that really mean in a practical sense?
对我们实际来讲是什么意义呢？
Barbara and I were in the nation of Zambia one time in Africa.
有一次，我跟我太太在非洲一个国家叫赞比亚。
And I saw something very unusual happen.
我看到一些非常不寻常的事情。
In fact, I want to ask you a question.
我想问各位一个问题。
How many of you men are real strong here tonight?
各位男士们，今我们中间有哪几个是很强壮的
？We got some strong guys right here. I can see them right there.
我看到这个圣明弟兄很强壮。
But let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Are you strong enough to go out on the highway?
你够强壮跑到高速公路上面
？Stand in the middle of the road.
站在路的中间。
Put your hands up like this.
把你的手举起来这样子。
And stop a big, huge truck.Coming at you 60 miles an hour.
就能够把一个时速60里的一个大卡车停住吗？
Could you do that?
你能够这样做吗？
Anyone have the courage to do that?
有没有人有这个勇气去做？
Well, I want to tell you, I saw that happen one time.
我告诉你，我曾经看过这个事情发生过一次。
In Zambia, Africa.
在赞比亚这个地方。
And I saw a little old woman do that.
我看到一个老太太做这个事情。
Now, you don't believe that.
你也许不相信
But I saw it with my own eyes.
可是我亲眼看见
I saw a little woman walk in the road and she put her hand and stopped a big truck coming straight at her.
我看到一个瘦小的老太太跑到路的中间就这样子把一个大卡车停下来
Do you know how she did that?
你知道她怎么做的吗
She was an African police officer.
她是一个非洲的警察
And when she walked in the road and put her hand up, the truck stopped.
他跑到路中间把手举起来大卡车就必须要停下来
That's what it means to have power.
这个就是有权力的意思
And what Jesus said is he says I have all power.
耶稣说我有天上地下一切的权柄
I have all authority.
我有所有的权柄
And so when we go out in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们出去我们是奉耶稣的名出去
We go out in the power of Jesus Christ.
是奉耶稣的权柄出去
We go out in the authority of Jesus Christ.
从他权威里面出去
Who has all power.
他拥有一切的
权柄。So when Isaiah looked up, he saw an all-powerful God.
所以当以赛亚往上看的时候，他看见一位全能的主。
And he's going to go out and represent this all-powerful God in his name.
所以以赛亚出去是奉主的名来代表这一位全柄的主。
Then he saw the holiness of God.
然后他看见神的圣洁。
The angels were around the throne of God.
天使围绕神的宝座
And they were singing, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord Almighty.
他们的高唱圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华
The word holy means separate.
圣哉这个圣的意思是分别出来的意思
He's saying that the holy God on the throne is separate from all creation.
他所说的是神圣的主坐在他宝座上是从万物中分别出来
And then he saw the glory of God.
然后他看见神的荣耀
Now the glory of God is the presence of God.
神的荣耀就是神的同在。
And he says the whole earth is full of his presence and full of his glory.
他说整个世界充满了神的同在，神的荣耀。
So when Isaiah looked up, he saw God on his throne.
所以当以赛亚抬头的时候，他看见主坐在他的宝座上。
He saw the power of God.
他看见神的权柄。
He saw the holiness of God.
看见神的圣洁。
And he saw the glory of God.
看见神的荣耀。
Now today,
今天。
Billions of people,
数以十亿计的人
worship false gods all over the world.
他们全世界各地在拜假神
and they know nothing about the true living Creator God.
他们完全不认识，一点都不知道这一位真实的全能的创造主
As Pastor Steve shared with you tonight.
就好像陈牧师跟今天晚上跟各位所分享的。
I began my foreign mission career in 1968.
我做一位宣教士是从1968年开始。
It was in the middle of the Vietnam War.
那时候正在越战。
Now for you young people here tonight, you don't know much about that.
中间我们有些年轻人，你完全不知道这是什么回事。
In Iraq War, we've lost 4,000 people.
在伊拉克的战争，我们损失了差不多4,000。美国的生命
But in the Vietnam War,
可是在越战
we had 53,000 men and women killed.
阵亡的美国人有53,000之多
It was a terrible war. It was a bad war.
一个非常可怕、非常糟糕的战争
And God called me to go to Vietnam during that time.
神在那个时候呼召我到越南
not as a soldier,
不是作为一个军人
but as a missionary.
而是做一位宣教士。
And the only weapon I had was the sword of the Lord.
我唯一的武器是神的宝剑，神的道。
And in the midst of all of that war,
在那个大征战中间
I preached about Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
我宣讲耶稣基督和平之子。
I went to the city called Natrang.
我去一个城市叫 Natrang.
That's in the central part of the nation of South Vietnam.
在南越南的中部。
And there the religion primarily was Buddhism.
那边的宗教是佛教。
Now you know more about Buddhism than I do.
可能各位对佛教了解比我更多。
But Buddhism is really a hopeless religion.
可是佛教其实是一个没有盼望的宗教。
There's no hope in Buddhism, none at all.
你们一点盼望都没有。
They believe in reincarnation.
他们相信轮回。
And the Eightfold Path.
还有八正道。
And when you get through the Eightfold Path,
你经过这个八正道，
if you can ever get through the Eightfold Path,
假如你能够经过这八正道的话，
if you do not make it, you come back again and you keep trying over and over and over.
你过不了这八关，你就一直回来轮回。
And the goal in Buddhism is to get to a place called Nirvana.
然后佛教的目的是希望我们能够达到涅槃。
But what is Nirvana?
什么叫做涅槃？
It's nothing.
就是什么都没有。
It's a state of nothingness.
是一个完全没有的状态。
So the best you can get in Buddhism is to become a nothing.
所以在佛教的信仰中间，你最好最好能够得到就是什么都没有。
It's totally hopeless.
所以完全没有盼望。
They want to eliminate desire.
他们要把所有的欲望全部消灭掉。
Because they believe that you suffer because you have desire.
因为他们认为人受苦是因为人有欲望。
So your desire is to eliminate desire.
所以你的欲望是要把欲望清除掉。
Which is a total contradiction in itself.
所以本身就是自我矛盾。
And as I lived and worked in that part of the world,
所以当我住在那个地方的时候，
we encountered many, many people who are seeking true reality in God.
很多很多人，他们一直在寻找真实的神。
Barbara and I were in the nation of Cambodia some years ago.
几年前，我跟我太太在柬埔寨。
We were training some Christians there how to start new churches.
我们在训练一些基督徒如何设立新的教会。
And we would send them out to go find non-believers.
我们派他们出去去找一些没有信主的人。
We have a series of Bible studies called The Good News of Jesus.
我们有一系列的查经叫做耶稣基督的好福好消息。
And I will never forget, we went to a man's home.
我永远忘不了去一个人的家里。
His house was elevated off the ground.
他的房子是架在地上的。
We climbed the ladder, got up inside.
爬了楼梯上去，进去里面。
Sat down on the floor.
坐在地板上。
And I began to tell him this.
然后我就开始跟他讲。
I said, there is a real God.
我说这里有一位真神。
There is a creator God.
这是有一位创造者。
And he created the sun.
他创造太阳。
And the stars.
他创造星星。
And the moon.
他创造月亮。
And he created you.
他创造你。
And I want to tell you a story of how much he loves you.
我要告诉你他多爱你。
And lesson number one in the good news lessons.
所以在这个好消息的第一课
is about the birth of Jesus Christ.
是关于耶稣的诞生。
And we share with him how God became a man and born in the flesh. His name was Jesus.
我们就跟他分享如何神道成肉身，成为耶稣基督。
Now there are seven lessons in the booklet.
所以那本书里面小册子里面有七课。
We could not teach all seven of them at that time.
我那一次没有办法把七课都教完。
So when we finished the lesson one,
所以我们结束了第一课。
We had to leave.
我们就必须要离开了。
And the man said this.
这个人就跟我说。
He says, "Can I have that book?"
他说我能不能有这本书。
He says, "I want to thank you for this."
他说我要谢谢你把这
带给我。I want to thank you for coming to my home.
谢谢你来我家里。
Had you not come here,
假如你没有来
I would have never heard about the living God.
我永远没有听，不会听到有一位活的神。
He represents millions and millions of people throughout East Asia and throughout all Southeast Asia.
这个人是代表了是数以百万计人在亚洲，在全世界各地。
People who have a deep hunger in their heart to really know the living God.
人们心中有一个饥渴，想要认识真正的神。
Two weeks ago.
两个礼拜前
Barbara and I just returned from India.
我跟我太太刚从印度回来。
We were ministering up in the western part called the West Bengal. We've been working there for 13 years.
The
Bengali people are the seventh largest unreached people group in the world. The city of Calcutta is one of the poorest cities in all the world. And we began to minister there and train the leaders how to plant churches.
我们在那边开始服事，训练他们的领袖如何建立教会。
The main network we're working with now has a total of 67 churches.
那个网络我们跟他们一起服事，现在有67个教会。
And 3,000 baptized believers.
3,000个受洗的信徒。
But the people there worship a god called Kali.
他们在那边，他们本地人拜一位叫做迦尼的神。
And Kali is a destroyer god.
这位神其实是个毁灭者。
And they destroy things, even eating little children.
他破坏毁灭所有东西，包括小孩。
In Hinduism, they have over 200 million gods.
在印度教里面有两亿多的神。
Everything is a god.
什么东西都有神。
Rivers,
河。
Stones,
石头。
Trees,
树木。
They believe cows are sacred.
他们甚至相信牛是神圣的。
I was in a hotel just the other night, and a cow comes walking in the hotel.
我住在一个旅馆里面，那一天晚上就有一头牛走进那个旅馆里面。
They will not kill the cows.
他们不会杀掉这头牛。
Because they believe it's the giver of life.
因为他们相信牛是赐予人生命的。
You're born into a caste.System.
你生在一个阶层的社会里面
And you cannot get out.
你没有办法脱离你的阶层。
People live in total darkness in this part of the world.
在这一个部分，在这世界这个部分，人们活在黑暗中。
Worshipping a God cannot see.
拜一些没有办法看见的神。
A God cannot hear.
一个不会听的神。
Gods cannot touch.
那个神不会触摸人的。
Gods that cannot heal.
那个神不会医治。
And gods that cannot save.
然后这个神不会说话。
People live in the darkness of the world.
他们生活在黑暗的世界里面。
And so the first place we need to look to have a vision is to look up.
所以第一个我们该看的地方是往上看。
I challenge you tonight to look at God.
我挑战各位今天抬头看神。
Look at Jesus Christ on his throne.
看耶稣基督坐在宝座上
，Worship Him，
敬拜他
，Let Him speak to your heart，
让他向你的心说话。
And then the second thing about this vision，
这个意象的第二个部分
，It was an inward vision，
是一个往内看的意象。
He had to look in himself，
他要看他自己内心。
You see, whenever you see God，
每一次当我们仰望神
，The next thing you're going to do is look in。
第二样事情马上来就是看到我们自己。
Look what he says in verse 5.
你看第五节他怎么说？
When he saw himself,
他看见自己。
He said, "Woe to me!"
他说祸在。
I am ruined.
我灭亡了。
I'm a man of unclean lips.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
I live among an unclean people.
我又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。
But my eyes have seen the King.
可是我的眼睛看见大君王。
The Lord Almighty.
万军之耶和华。
When he looked in, he saw his own sin.
当他看自己的时候，他看到自己的罪。
What he's saying here is, you know, I cannot go out and serve the world in the name of Jesus with sin in my own heart.
所以他的意思是说，我没有办法出去为耶稣做事。假如我里面有罪的话。
Before we can be representatives and missionaries for God, we must have a pure heart and a clean heart.
在我们成为宣教士成为神的工人之前我们必须要守洁心清
You know there's only one thing that can give you a clean heart tonight
你知道吗今天晚上只有一样事情能够给你守洁心清
And that's the cross of Jesus Christ
就是耶稣基督的十字架
The apostle Paul said I glory in the cross
保罗说我的荣耀就是十字架
That means I brag about the cross
他意思说我以十字架为夸口
I lift up the cross
我高举十字架
I talk about the cross.
我传扬十字架。
I preach about the cross.
我传讲十字架。
I share about the cross.
我与人分享十字架。
When I was a missionary serving in Brazil,
当我在巴西服侍的时候
，one of the things that I did there,
有一样事情我在那边做的事
，was I got me a truck.
就是我有一部卡车。
And I put me a platform on this truck.
在这个车顶上面我放一个平台。
And then I would go into the towns and the villages of Brazil.
所以我在 巴西的各城大小城镇里面。
I would ride around all day with the speaker system.
所以我开着这个卡车有一个扩音器。
And I would announce tonight I'm going to show a movie on the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
我会跟他们宣传说，今天晚上我会放一部关于耶稣基督钉十字架的电影。
And these would be what we would call open air meetings.
这是我们是这户外的聚会。
People would come by the hundreds and thousands to those meetings.
这种聚会吸引上千上百的人来。
There were no seats.
没有座位的。
Everybody stands up for 1.5 hours to 2 hours.
大家都站在那边一个半两个钟头。
I had a big metal screen on my truck.
我的车顶上面有一个大的金属做的荧幕。
And I would show a 30-minute movie on the crucifixion of Jesus.
我会在上面放30分钟关于耶稣被钉十字架的电影。
And when it was over, I would preach the gospel.
电影放完，我会传福音。
And I've seen thousands of people come to the altar. There, we made it wasn't an altar. Come forward and kneel on the ground and give their lives to Jesus.
我看到数以千计人跑到这个台前，跪在那边，把生命献给基督。
One night we had over 10,000 people in one plaza.
有一天晚上，我们有差不多10,000人在那个地方。
When I gave the invitation, over 1,000 people just came forward from everywhere.
当我邀请人来的时候，有超过1,000人跑到前面来。
And one night I was in this city.
有一天晚上，我在一个城市里面。
Showing the movie.
放这个电影
It's only 30 minutes long.
30分钟长而已
And they were driving the nails through the hands of Jesus.
在电影里面，他们把钉子钉到耶稣的手上
And through his feet.
钉到他的脚上
And one man in his huge crowd became very overcome with emotion.
在这人群中间有一个人，他非常的激动
And he ran toward the truck.
他向这个卡车跑过来
When he got to the truck, he jumped up high.
跑到这个车子前面一跳就跳上去
And he literally jumped on top of the truck.
跳到那个卡车的顶上
I have no idea to this day how he did that.
我到今天都想不透他怎么跳那么高
And he grabbed that huge metal screen.
他就抓着那个大的这个金属的荧幕
And he began to shake it like this.
就一直在把它们摇一直摇
And he began to scream in Portuguese.
一边摇一边用葡萄牙话
Machi me, machi me,Machi me, which means kill me, kill me, kill me, not Jesus.
他就一直在大喊说杀我杀我杀我不要杀耶稣。
But you see, the gospel is this.
你看到吗？这就是关于福音。
The gospel is all about killing Jesus.
福音就是关于杀害耶稣。
You see, Jesus came here to die.
他来唯一的目的就是死。
For your sin and your sin and your sin.
为各位的罪。
And my sins.
我的罪。
And when Jesus shed his blood that day,
当那天耶稣流他的宝血的时候
he paid the only price for sin that God will accept.
他付了神唯一能够接受罪的代价
which is death by blood.
就是透过流血而死
And when anyone comes to the cross,
任何人来到十架面前
when anyone comes to Jesus,
任何人来到基督面前
confesses their sins,
承认他的罪
The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
耶稣基督的宝血就会洗净你一切的不义
And Isaiah came to the throne that day.
所以以赛亚那天来到神的宝座面前
And he said, Lord, I have sin in my heart.
他说祸哉我心中有罪
I need to be clean.
我需要被洁净
I want to ask you tonight.
我今天晚上要问各位
You're born again, I'm sure most of you.
我相信各位很多都是重生得救的。
But are you clean on the inside?
可是你的内心是不是洁净
？You got anger in your heart?
你心中是不是有愤怒
？You got bitterness in your soul?
苦毒
？You got pride in your life?
骄傲
？What about all the inner things that we do and have harboring down in our soul?
我们心里面所窝藏许多我们做过的事情。
You see, God sees the inside.
你看神看见我们的内心
And when he looks inside your heart, does he see a clean heart and a pure heart?
他看着你的心的时候是看见一个清洁的心吗
If we want to really do mission work,
假如我们真的要宣教
we've got to look up and see God and the holiness of God.
我们必须要抬头看上帝看到他的圣洁
And we need to let the Holy Spirit look inside us and say, are we really clean and let him clean us?
借着圣灵看见我们里面是否洁净让他洁净我们
I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
Let us suppose you had a heart attack.
假如你有心脏病发。
And you went to the hospital, the emergency room.
假如你去到医院的急诊室
，and they call your doctor, your heart doctor.
他马上打电话给你的心脏科医生。
And today is his day off.
那今天刚好是你医生放假。
And he's out on his farm.
他跑到他的农场去。
And he's there with his cows and his horses.
他在这边他的牛跟马中间。
And he's got dirt all over him.
他身上手上都是泥巴。
Got cow manure all over his hands.
牛粪。
And he gets the call to come to the hospital.
他收到电话，马上冲来医院。
He gets in his car and he goes to the hospital really fast.
跳上他的车，马上冲到医院的急诊室。
He runs into the emergency room.
冲到急诊室里面。
He gets a little scalpel knife.
马上去抓起手术刀。
He says, "I gotta save your life."
我要救你的命。
He cuts you open.
把你把切开。
He puts his dirty, filthy hands on your heart and he starts working on you.
然后把他还没洗干净的手伸到你的胸膛里面去 massage 你的心脏。
How many of you want a doctor like that?
你要这样的医生来救你吗？
You want a doctor that will come in and wash himself and clean himself up real good.
你要一个医生是洗得干干净净戴上手套的。
You see, the tools that a doctor uses are his hands.
你知道医生的工具就是他的双手。
And his hands must be clean.
他的手必须要是洁净的。
The tools that a prophet uses are his lips.
先知的工具是他的嘴唇。
And look what Bible says here.
看看圣经怎么说。
When Isaiah looked up and he saw God,
当他抬头，以赛亚看见上帝的时候，
he said, "My lips are unclean."
他说我的嘴唇不洁净。
He says, "Lord, I have sin in my heart."
主啊，我心中犯了罪。
I cannot be a prophet.
我没有办法成为一位先知。
Like I am.
就好像我现在一
样。I cannot be a missionary the way I am.
我假如按照我的本相，我没有办法成为宣
教士。I cannot go on a mission trip the way I am.
我没有办法靠着我的本相跑到宣教工厂。
I cannot do missions here at home the way I am.
我没有办法在这里宣教。
I need to come to the throne of Jesus Christ.
我必须要来到耶稣基督的宝座前。
And make sure that my sins are confessed and I'm clean on the inside of my life.
向他承认我一切的过犯罪恶，在他面前洁净我的生命。
And then thirdly,
这一项的第三个部分。
It was an outward vision.
是一个往外看的一项。
You see, after he looked up and he saw God.
你看，当他抬头看见上帝。
He says he saw the Lord.
他就看到他自己。
And I believe that's Jesus Christ.
然后他看见，我相信这位是基督。
He saw Jesus on his throne with all of his power.
他看见耶稣基督坐在宝座上，宝座上有一切的权
柄。He saw Jesus on his throne with all of his holiness.
有他所有的圣洁。
He saw Jesus on the throne with all of his glory.
有耶稣坐在宝座上，有他一切的荣耀。
And that's where we began.
这里是我们开始。
You began when you see Jesus.
当你看到耶稣，就是我们的开始。
And you meet Jesus.
当你面对面看见耶稣，
he looked inside his heart,
他看自己内心，
and he let Jesus cleanse him.
让耶稣洁净他的心。
And let me say this,
让我说这样。
When you meet Jesus,
当你遇见耶稣，
and your sins have been cleansed,
你的罪被洁净，
and you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb,
你靠羔羊的宝血洁净，
and you have been forgiven of your sins,
罪得赦免，
and God has radically changed your life,
神把你的生命完全的改变。
I want to tell you this.
那我告诉你。
It is impossible to sit and never open your mouth about that.
你绝对不可能坐在那边一句话都不说的。
You will do number three.
你会做第三样这样事情。
You will have an outward vision.
你会往外看见异象。
And Isaiah looked at what the Bible says in verse 8.
所以在这里，以赛亚书第六章第八节这样说。
He said, "Who will go? Who shall I send?"
主说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁能为我去呢？
And he did not say, "Send my father."
他没有说差我爸爸。
Send my mother.
差我妈妈。
Send my brother.
差我的兄弟。
Send my sister.
差我的姐妹。
He said, "Or send my husband."
或差我的丈夫。
Or send my wife.
或差我的太太。
Send my child.
差我的孩子。
He said, "Send me, Lord."
他说：“主差遣我。
”Send me, Lord.
差遣我。
I have been to the throne.
我来到宝座前了。
I have seen Jesus Christ myself.
我自己亲眼看见基督。
He's cleansed me and changed me.
他 洁净我，改变我。
Send me, O Lord, send me.
主差遣我。
I want to ask you a question. Have you been to the throne of God?
我问你，你来过神的宝座前吗？
Has Jesus Christ changed your life?
耶稣改变了你的生命了吗？
If he has, will you be willing to pray? Here I am, Lord, send me.
假如你去来到 宝座前也看过耶稣，你愿意这样祷告说，主差遣我吗？
I'll give you my little testimony.
我给我把我的见证告诉
我。I was raised in a Christian home.
我在一个基督教家庭长大。
Both my parents took me to church from the time I was born.
我一出生父母就带我到教会。
I used to tell the Brazilian young people in Brazil.
我以前常跟巴西的年轻人说。
I started going to church 9 months before I was even born.
我说我出生前九个月我已经开始去教会了。
And I grew up and hearing about Jesus.
我长大的时候听到耶稣。
I do not have one of these dynamic testimonies.
我没有一个动人的见证。
But I was a drunk and in drugs and running around with women. That's not my testimony.
我没有酗酒，我没有用毒品，我没有乱搞关系。
I'm just a little child.
我只是一个普通的孩子。
Gave my little heart to Jesus.
把我的心交给耶稣。
And God gave me a burden for people who are not Christians, even at an early age.
在我很年幼的时候，神已经把一个负担，就是人不认识神的负担给我。
When I grew older,
当我长大一点
，I got away from God.
我远离，开始远离神。
My lips became unclean.
我的嘴唇开始不洁净。
And I began to go my way.
然后我走我自己的路。
And one night,
有一个晚上
，I was in a service just like this.
一个晚上就好像今天晚上聚会一样。
I was sitting on the very back row all by myself.
我坐了最后一排。单独一个人坐在那边。
There were over 2,000 people there.
那天晚上有超过2000人在聚会。
I was not bothering anybody.
我一点都没有影响别人。
I was all by myself.
我单孤单的一个人坐在后面。
Preacher preached a sermon.
那个牧师在讲他的信息。
At the end of the sermon, they had what we call an altar call.
在信息的最后，他有一个呼召。
People stood and sang.
人们站起来唱诗歌。
And during the altar call, something happened.
在他呼召的时候。一些事情发生。
The Holy Spirit of God began to speak to my heart.
神的灵向我说话。
And he said, Thomas,
他说 Thomas,
I want you to surrender everything to me.
我要你把一切都献在我面前。
From the top of your head to the bottom of your foot, surrender all to me.
从你头顶到脚底，你降服于我。
I said, No, Lord.
我说主啊，不。
And I said, I want to run my life.
我要掌管我的生命。
I want to do what I want to do.
我要做我喜欢做的事情。
And I literally, with my hands, grabbed the pew in front of me.
我那个时候双手紧紧抓着前面那排椅子。
And they sang, and they sang, and they sang.
他们一直在唱歌，一直在唱诗歌。
And I held on to that pew so I would not go forward.
所以我一直紧紧地抓着那个椅背，所以我不会往前走。
They must have sang 50 verses of Just As I Am, I don't know.
他们一定把那个诗歌唱了50遍，我不记不得。
And I held on to the very end.
我一直抓，坚持到底。
And finally they stopped singing.
最后他们不唱了。
And I was back there when I should have been up there.
然后我在后面，那时候我其实应该在前面。
They were finishing the service.
聚会要结束了。
And you know, they give the announcements at the very end.
他们就到最后有报告的时候。
But you know, the Holy Spirit did not stop.
你知道吗？圣灵在我心中并没有停
下来。My heart was beating like this all the time, just pounding. I was under conviction of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一直催逼我，我的心一直在跳。
And so finally, I said this little prayer.
所以到最后，我做了这个小小的祷告。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
If you let them sing one more verse, I'll go up there. I'll go.
假如你让他们再唱一节，我再往前面去。
Now that was a safe prayer to pray.
我觉得这个是蛮安全的祷告。
Because the service was over.
因为聚会要结束了嘛。
But I don't know who that pastor is.
我不知道那个牧师是谁。
But I can tell you what happened that night.
可是那天晚上你知道怎么样吗？
He said, as soon as I finished praying that,
当我刚刚完成我这个小小的祷告的时候，
He said,
那个牧师说，
I feel led to sing one more verse.
我觉得圣灵引领我再唱一遍那首诗歌。
And when he did,
当他这样做的时候，
I took a step out toward that aisle.
我就踏到走道上。
And a burden of sin and everything else was lifted right out of my heart.
当我这样踏出来的时候，我心中的一切的重担、罪的重担，全部就。
And I was consumed with the Holy Spirit of God that night.
我那天晚上就被圣灵充满。
And He radically changed my life.
他彻头彻尾改变我的生命。
He called me to preach the gospel that night.
他那天晚上他呼召我去传福音。
I was only 15 years of age.
我那个时候只有15岁。
And that night he changed my life and made me a missionary.
从那天晚上开始，他改变我的生命，使我成为宣教士。
I went back to my little town in Louisiana.
我就跑回去路易斯安那，我的家乡。
No, nobody is going to let a 15-year-old boy preach in their churches.
在那边没有人会让一个15岁的青少年站讲台的。
So I had a friend that took me to a jailhouse.
所以我有个朋友带我去附近的监狱。
I was scared to death when we went in there.
我进去的时候，我心里面怕的要死。
He said, "Let's go preach."
他说我们去那边传福音。
In the jail.
在监狱里面。
I said, "No."
我说不要。
I am too scared to go there.
我去那边太可怕了。
Let's preach at the church.
我们在教会里面讲讲
就好了。He said, "No, let's go in the jail."
他说不要，我们一起去监狱里面。
So I followed my friend in the jail.
所以我那天晚上跟着我朋友的脚踪。
And he walked in there and he said to all the prisoners.
他跑到那边对着所有的囚犯说
We came here to tell you about the love of God.
我们今天晚上来跟你说关于神的爱。
There's no crime, no sin you've committed that Jesus will not forgive.
没有任何一样罪耶稣不能饶恕。
And he preached the gospel.
他那天晚上传扬
In that jail.
在那个监狱里面。
He gave an invitation.
他去邀请这些罪犯。
And prisoners were falling on their face, crying, giving their hearts to God.
这些囚犯全跑到面前痛哭流涕，把生命献给神。
I was standing behind him, watching this whole thing.
我站在他身后，一直在看这个事情。
I'd never seen anything like that.
从来没见过这种局面。
When the service was over, I was scared to death.
当聚会结束了，我还是非常的惧怕。
We're leaving the jail.
我们离开监狱的时候。
And the jailer said,
那个狱管监狱人说
，We have another section in the back.
我们后面还有另外一场。
You want to preach there too?
你要不要在那边讲道
？My eyes, my friend got big.
我朋友的眼睛就亮起来。
Smile on his face.
马上一个笑容。
Yes.
他说好。
I was behind him. I said yes, yes, sure.
我在他后面说好。
On the way back into the next section.
我们就进去第二场。
My friend stopped.
我朋友突然间停住。
He turned around.
转身。
And he said.
他就跟我说。
You will preach this time.
他说，这次你来讲。
I said, no.
我说，不要。
You're doing good. Keep it up.
你做得很好，继续。
He said, no, you're going to preach.
他说，不，你要讲。
I did not know anything about preaching.
我不知道什么叫讲。
I had not been to preaching school yet.
没有去过学校上过讲道学的课。
But you know, in America, we had an evangelist called Billy Sunday.
你知道我们在美国有一个传福音叫 Billy Sunday。
You may never have heard of him.
也许没有听过。
He was a baseball player.
他是一个棒球。
And when he got converted,
他在是一个棒球员，后来信主。
He became a big evangelist under these tents.
然后变成一个很有名的布道家。
And he would use gestures to make his point.
他会用很多的大夸大的动作来证明他的道。
He'd preach against the devil.
他会传讲
He'd walk over to get a chair and hit the devil over the head with a chair.
他传讲关于撒旦，他就会跑过去拿个椅子摔到地上，好像打撒旦。
And I heard about Billy Graham.
然后我也听过 Billy Graham.
He preached to 100,000 people in Los Angeles State.
他在洛杉矶上100,000人布道。
So I said, what am I going to do here?
然后我就想说，我在这里干
什么？ How am I going to preach here?
我怎么能够讲呢？
I said, I'll just do what Billy Sunday and Billy Graham did.
我就试试看学 Billy Sunday 跟 Billy Graham 吧。
So I got my Bible.
所以我就拿着我的圣经。
And I started preaching.
所以我开始就讲。
And I raised my hand like that.
然后我就举起我的手像这样子。
And I kicked my foot out like that.
然后脚也在那边踢。
And I shouted real loud.
然后就用声嘶力竭的讲。
But there was only one man sitting in front of me.
可是前面只有一个听众。
He was more afraid than I was.
他比我更害怕。
But he gave his heart to Jesus.
可是那天晚上，他把他生命交给。
And that day changed my life.
那天晚上改变我的生命。
Because God said,
我好像神所说的。
He could never go to church.
他永远没有机会去教会。
And the church had to go to him.
教会必须要来到他面前。
And so God called me to be a missionary to take the gospel out of the church to the people who never go.
所以神呼召我成为一个宣教士，把福音带到那些没有办法去教会的人面前。
He said, "Who shall I send?"
他说我能差遣谁呢
？I said, "God send me."
我说主差遣我。
I'll go.
我会去。
I'll go where no one else will go.
我会去没有人愿意去的地方。
If you need someone to go and pick up the trash, here I am, Lord.
主要是你要人把垃圾捡起来，我在这里。
If you need someone to clean the toilet, here I am, Lord.
你要我清洗手间，我在这里。
I'll do what no one else will do.
我会做那些人不愿意做的事情。
I'll go where no one else will go.
我会去没有人愿意去的地方。
Lord, I give you all of my life.
主，我把我生命完全献给你。
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
从我头顶到脚底都属于你。
I want to ask you tonight.
今天晚上我要问各位。
What are you holding back from God?
你为什么还有所保留
？Have you given him your money?
你把钱奉献给他了吗
？Have you given him your career?
你把你的事业奉献给他了吗
？You young men, have you given him your girlfriend?
年轻人，你把你的女朋友献给他了吗
？Have you given him your future husband?
你有没有把将来的丈夫也献给他
？You parents, have you given him your children?
父母们，你有把你的孩子献给主吗
？Have you said, God, take my children and send them to the mission field?
你有没有跟神说，主啊，拿取我的孩子，送他们去宣教
？You see, my father and mother,
你知道我的父母
are going to have a great crown in heaven.
他们在天国会有一个很大的冠冕。
Because you see, they did not see their little grandchildren grow up.
因为他们没有看见他们的孙辈长大。
Because we were not home for Christmas.
因为我们圣诞节没有回家。
But they said, God, take our children.
可是他们说，主啊，取我的孩子。
What if God calls your children to China or Mongolia, somewhere in the world?
神也许呼召你的孩子去中国，去蒙古，去世界不同地方。
Are you willing to say, Lord, here I am, send me, send my children, send, I give everything to you?
你愿意在神面前说主我在这里请差遣我差遣我的后裔差遣我一切
I close by telling you this story.
我今天用这个故事做结束
There was a lady named Lottie Moon.
有一位女士叫做蒙
She was born in 1840 in Virginia.
她在 Virginia 1840年出生
And after the Civil War
在美国内战之后
God called her to China.
神呼召他去中国
to be a missionary.
成为一位宣教士
And in 1887,
在1887年
she had been there 47 years.
她那个时候已经在那边47年了
It was very difficult for her.
对她来讲非常的困难
First of all, she was a woman and it was hard to win men.
第一个她是一个 女性所以很难
And she was considered a foreign devil.
而且人家看她是洋鬼子
But after she'd been there 47 years,
可是她在那边47年
Three Chinese men showed up at her door, came to her door.
有三个中国人男人跑到她
And they said this,
门前他们说
We've heard about this new teaching.
我们听说这种新的教导
We want to hear about it.
我们希望听到这样
She shared with them the gospel.
她就跟他们分享福音
Later a church was started.
晚一点没多久之后有一个教会开始了
And the city of Pingtu.
在平度这个城市
and a pastor later on came and baptized over 1,000 converts through the ministry of this one lady.
因为这一位 女宣教士在平度一个牧师将来他就为超过1000人
She lived through the Boxer Revolution.
他经过拳乱
Over 32,000 Chinese Christians were murdered.
有超过32,000中国信徒殉道
260 missionaries were killed.
260个宣教士被杀。
In her province, the war was very violent.
在她所住的省份，这个战争非常的残暴。
And difficult.
而且非常的困难。
Missionaries had a very difficult time.
所以那个时候，宣教士过得非常的凄凉。
Food was very scarce.
没有东西吃。
Famine broke out.
饥荒到处都是。
And she decided that every penny she would not spend on herself, she would give it away.To save the little children.
所以他决定他所有的金钱除了他自己必须的东西以外一切都用在救护孩子的身上。
So Lottie Moon began to give her food away.
所以 Lottie Moon 这位宣教师就开始把他的食物分给人。
To the little children that were starving.
给那些正在饥饿中的小孩。
When the other missionaries discovered what happened,
其他的宣教师发现他所做的事情的时候
Lottie Moon only weighed 50 pounds.
那个时候他只剩下50磅。
About 19 kilos.
19 kilos.
Kilos.
大概19公斤。
The only hope they had of her survival was to get her back to America.
唯一能够使她继续存活的办法就是把她运回了美国。
They put her on a ship.
所以他们把她放到船上。
To San Francisco.
往三藩市去。
And while Lottie Moon was on the ship,
当她在船上的时候
she got weaker and weaker and weaker.
她身体越来越虚弱。
And she'd sleep for long periods of time.
她一睡睡了很久。
And then she began to sing this song.
她开始在清醒的时候唱这样的诗歌。
Jesus loves you, this I know.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
For the Bible tells me so.
因有圣经告诉我。
Her nurse was named Cynthia.
她的护理的护士叫 Cynthia.
And Cynthia said to her,
那 Cynthia 就跟她说，
Lottie, you have taught thousands of Chinese people this song.
你教过成千上万中国人这首诗歌。
Her eyes would light up and Lottie would begin to smile.
然后 Lottie 听到这些话，她眼睛发亮，开始微笑。
And one night she started singing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know.
所以有一天晚上她在唱这首诗歌的时候，
For the Bible tells me so.
耶稣爱我，我知道，因有圣经告诉
我。We are weak, but he is strong.
我们弱，可是主刚强。
And when the morning came,
当天亮来的时候，
Lottie opened her eyes.
她张开她的眼睛。
And she raised her arms with extreme effort.
她用尽她所有力气举起她的双臂。
And her fans formed a fist.
然后握着两个拳头。
Which was a greeting. And her lungs were, air was expelled from her lungs.
然后她咽出她最后一口气。
And she breathed no more.
就这样子。他就返回天家。
On Christmas Eve, 1912,
1912年的圣诞节
，She died.
Lottie Moon 死了。
She starved herself to death.
She
starved.
她饿死了。
She gave all she had.
她把她所有一切都给出来。
I want to ask you tonight.
今天晚上我要问你。
You only have one life.
你只有一生
one
一生
Will you make your one life count for Christ?
你愿意用这一生在神面前是算为精彩的一生吗？
You're either going to give your life to him.
你要把你的生命献给他。
And let him use you.
让他使用。
To reach the world.
来触摸到全世界。
Are you going to give your life to yourself?
你要不要把你生命献给他？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our heads bowed and our eyes closed.
当我们低头闭目的时候，
You know, there could be someone here tonight.
今天晚上也许有
that's never received Jesus in your heart.
有人在我们中间从来没有接受耶稣进到你的生命里面。
You say, what do I do to receive Christ?
你在想说我如何才能够接受耶稣？
Number one, you admit that you're a sinner.
一样你能做的是你在他面前承认你是罪人。
And you cannot save yourself.
你没有办法救自己。
Two,
第二，
confess Jesus as your Lord.Your God and Savior.
承认耶稣是你的主，是你的神，是你的救主。
He died for your sins and rose from the dead.
他为你的罪死，从死中复活。
And three, by faith.
第三，凭信心。
Invite him to come into your life.
邀请他进入到你生命里面。
Give your life to him.
把你生命献给他。
You can do that now.
你现在就可以做。
Wherever you're sitting.
无论你坐在哪里。
Just pray and ask him into your heart.
求耶稣进到你生命里面。
Now I know that most of you, maybe all of you, have done that.
Maybe 可能我们中间大部分人都做过这个了。
But I want to ask you this.
可是我问你第二个问题。
Have you surrendered all you know of yourself to all you know of Him?
你有没有知道你自己所有的
？It may be you're here tonight. God speaking to you.
神可能向你的心说话。
He's calling you to be a missionary.
他可能呼召你成为宣教士。
Calling you to preach the gospel.
呼召你去传福音。
Calling you to give everything you are to Jesus.
呼召你把一切献给基督。
Maybe you're a businessman.
也许你是做生意的。
And you're holding back your tithes and your offering.
也许你 没有做十一奉献，把金钱留给自己。
God is saying, I want you to be a giver.
神说，我要你成为一个富裕贡献的人。
God's not calling everybody to the foreign mission field.
神不是呼召每一个人成为往外国的宣教士。
But He is calling everyone to be on mission.
可是他是呼召所有的信徒成为宣教的同伴。
Would you just say, Lord, here I am?
你愿意跟神说，主啊，我在这里。
Send me, Lord.
请差遣我。
I'm ready.
我预备好。
I surrender.
我向你投降服。
Send me, O God.
差遣我。
Father, you hear our prayer.
主，你听到我们的祷告。
Look deep into our hearts, O God.
请你看到我们内心的深处。
I pray for young men and women who need to surrender all themselves to you right now.
我为在座年轻人祷告，他们愿意把一生降服于你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.